Over the weekend, we came across a memo online that has the letterhead of a Pick and Pay store in Wellington. It outlines the company's vaccine policy and informing a staff member that they need to provide proof of vaccination by a specified date or face disciplinary action. And that those with valid medical exemptions have to provide proof. According to Pick and Pay, they say that the letter has been on social media for a while and that the Pick and Pay Wellington store is an independently owned as a franchise. So the policy on vaccination in franchise stores is a matter for each franchise. But on the line with us now, we have David North. He's the Chief Strategy Officer for Pick and Pay. David, thanks so much for coming on to the show. What exactly, if you can put it out there for us once and for all, what is Pick and Pay's position on vaccinations for employees?
Good morning, Lester, and thank you for inviting me onto the program, and good morning to your listeners as well. As you've correctly introduced, the memo that you're talking about was issued by one of our franchisees in our Wellington store. But what you've asked me is, what is the position of the company as a whole? Our position is that we're very much in favour of vaccination for our staff, their families, our customers. We encourage everybody who is eligible to get vaccinated as quickly as possible. Because COVID, as you know, as you've been discussing on your show, has been a huge tragedy in health terms and in terms of the disruption to people's lives. And the successful development of vaccines that are very safe and effective in protecting people against severe disease, hospitalization and death, developed so quickly and so effectively is one of the greatest achievements of our age, I think. Now, our policy is that we've been in constant communication with our employees since the vaccines became available in this country, urging them to get vaccinated as quickly as possible. We haven't just urged them. We've made the process of getting vaccinated as a Pick and Pay employee simple and convenient. We've given staff a paid day off to get vaccinated. And like others, we've had to take on the job of helping to dispel the myths around vaccination that have been pushed around by certain people and certain organizations. So that's our policy, and we review it regularly, and we're very much in favor of vaccination.
So as a franchisor, you are allowed to make your own policy for your store, but overall with Pick and Pay Pty Limited and the stores that you have direct control over, has the discussion on vaccine mandates been discussed? Has there been a decision yet?
It has certainly been discussed, Lester, and we keep all of our policies under review. In fact, we reviewed them again in the course of yesterday. We have regular meetings on this. I mean, we have, in fact, like our franchisee in Wellington, we have actually said that from the 1st of January, access to our offices, so this is our head offices in Cape Town and Johannesburg, will be restricted to colleagues who are fully vaccinated. So that's our policy in the offices. The way that we looked at it is that COVID has been hugely disruptive to the way that we run our business in general over the past 18 months. And we've asked our office staff to work from home for long periods over that 18 months. The vast majority of our office staff are now vaccinated. So our policy of restricting access from the 1st of January to vaccinated people will enable us to reduce future disruption to our offices while working with the grain of the vast majority of our office staff. And we're currently consulting both our staff and the unions on this approach.
I don't know if you could tell me off the top of your head how many retail workers, not office staff, but those who work in your distribution centers, in your stores, how many are there? And I also know that during a busy time like the festive season, you bring on also temporary staff into your fold. How many, if you were to establish and make a decision on a vaccine mandate, how many retail workers would that affect? Retail and distribution in terms of the entire supply chain of Pick and Pay?
Well, if you look across our business as a whole, then obviously we employ tens of thousands of people, and our franchisees and our third-party partners will also employ tens of thousands of people. So it's a lot of people in total.
Well, David North, Chief Strategy Officer at Pick and Pay, thanks so much for joining us. Want to get a perspective on the retail industry broadly. Zulani Mbanjwa is the Provincial Secretary of the Food and Allied Workers Union, broadly and not necessarily pertaining to Pick and Pay directly, Zulani, but the discussion on vaccine mandates for retail workers. Has this been something that retailers, that companies have raised with the unions and union representatives at the store level already?
Good morning, Lester, and thank you for having me, and good morning to the listeners of this show. First of all, I think it is important that I make it crystal clear from the beginning that we are not for mandatory vaccinations as the Food and Allied Workers Union. But having said that, we support vaccinations, and we strongly believe that ours is to encourage workers to vaccinate. And the reason why we are saying we are not for mandatory vaccinations, it is because it is unconstitutional to make it mandatory. We strongly believe that these companies in the retail, they should produce policies, and those policies should be discussed with the trade unions representatives or the affected employees. We have not been consulted. We are organizing in the retail, and in the most of companies in the Western Cape are organized by the Food and Allied Workers Union. And for the companies to say they have been in engagements with us, that is not true. Hence, we want to say to the companies, ours is to suggest that there must be a mandatory vaccination framework whereby you are consulting, you conduct a COVID-19 risk assessment, develop a vaccination plan, engage the workers in a meaningful way, you notify the employees who have been identified for mandatory vaccination. Why I'm saying so? When I'm saying the companies need to engage employees, some of them are going to refuse, some of them are refusing. We've been receiving calls left, right, and center from our members who are being forced to take vaccination. And we are saying, if you engage with employees who refuse to vaccinate, you need to establish the reasons for their objection. Why do they not want to vaccinate?
Zulani, based on your point of saying that while you support vaccinations, endorse them, encourage them, you are against mandatory vaccinations. We've seen this letter, this memo sent out by the Pick and Pay Wellington store. Have you as a union already had to defend or represent workers who have come to you and saying, I am being mandated to get a vaccination at my place of work?
No, we've received, I am in possession of that letter. It was sent to me via WhatsApp, because we do have members that are working for Pick and Pay, and that letter has been making rounds all over the country. So what we've said to our members, if you are being forced, comrades, you need to understand that we are determined to fight for workers who have opted not to be vaccinated. So if those workers are going to be called for disciplinary actions, we are going to defend them.
Zulani Mbanjwa, unfortunately running out of time. He's the Provincial Secretary of the Food and Allied Workers Union. Your thoughts on that? How would you feel if retail workers, if doesn't have to be Pick and Pay, could be any retail store, big chain that you go to, would you feel a level of safety? Would you feel a level of reassurance if the worker there were to be vaccinated? Your thoughts, 021-446-056.